Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It is a feel-good summer Friday. We have bitched about the Mets. I feel like we have hit our quota about bitching about the Mets on a feel-good summer Friday. I don't know about you, Jerry. I feel like we've done plenty of that.
And you can yesterday and today.
Yeah, and you can always go back on the free Odyssey app and check out what we talked about at 6 a.m. and then beyond and some of the updates and everything else. And it's been a lot of complaining about them, and things are going right down the tubes, and this could be the most disappointing season relative to expectation that we have seen from this team if they end up missing the postseason. I heard driving in, and we're just talking to Rami about algorithm stuff on TikTok, but I heard driving in, so C-Mac's now doing live YouTube stream of his overnight
show. So, ironically enough, when I came in this morning, and I, you know, one of the few things that I open immediately, I always check the post, ESPN, our website sometimes YouTube. I will open YouTube this morning, and there was C-Mac.
Yeah.
Right there at the top. And he actually had a good amount of people watching him at 4 o'clock in the morning.
He said it was like, over 100 people on the first day in the middle of the night is a good number.
You're good.
I mean, for when people have no idea that he's on there. So, obviously, there's a hell of a lot more listeners that are in their car at that time, and thousands and thousands, But yeah, so that was a cool thing. Obviously, we're on CBS Sports Network, so you could see us every day there. But for someone who is not exposed on any sort of video except for clips here or there, I think that's a great thing.
I think the number was 204 when I put it on. Like, he had over 200 people watching him in the middle of the night.
I didn't even know that they were starting that.
So I didn't either.
Sure, a lot of people didn't know either.
I knew BT and Sal started a few weeks ago. I knew that.
Okay, I didn't know that either.
Because I was alerted to it because I went in to do the 10 o'clock. And I didn't know C-Mac until this morning.
Yeah. I mean, for us, it would have to be after the show if we did something like that.
For you guys, yes, of course. Al and I tape. Yes. We keep putting out fantastic programs for people that aren't watching them.
That's still not going great?
It's fine. It is what it is.
Still in the 900s and that's
It depends. There have been some. I have not checked. Me and Eddie did one yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is essentially about our trip. A couple of other things in there as well. I didn't look at yesterday's number, but, you know, some get into the 2 and 3,000 range. A lot are sit at around 1,200, 1,300. Very consistent, though. I mean, to be fair. You know, it's not like we put it out and there's 22 people.
Let's see.
But it's also not 100,000 people either.
Right. Alan Jerry. How come Alan Erie? Eddie and Jerry talk about fans' trip to Pebble Beach. I don't see the number.
The number's not there? You might have to click on the video. It'll come up underneath.
Okay.
I believe. I'm going to say that's probably not a great one because the ones that seem to do better are ones that are station-related or sports-related.
800.
Okay.
800. 800. 800. That's an old picture of Eddie, boy, that they put
yes.
up there.
Yes. It's what, yeah, I know. It's the same photo, and then they just, like, give him a different outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's probably you from about 10 years ago.
It looks like more than that.
Maybe more than that. Wedding photo?
It's a long way away.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, yes, that's got to be about 15, 20 years ago. I think that's before, maybe even longer than that, because I think it's like before I met Eddie.
Mm.
And also, I'm getting a text here from Big Hurls. Ryan Hurley, our brand manager, says that Keith and C-Mac are on YouTube channel,
cool,
along with BT and Sal live streaming. So go check that out.
That is the wave, man. That's cool.
How about that?
Very good stuff.
I'm happy to see that. Moving into the digital age here at WFAN. Slowly but surely. let's go to Chris in Flemington. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. First of all, huge fan. Love you guys. So, Feel Good Friday story I got for you.
Yeah.
You guys have been talking a lot of golf lately, right?
Yeah.
So, I think Jerry can really appreciate this. I have a boy who's going to be a sophomore this year, played baseball, all that stuff. Says to me in April, Dad, I want to start playing golf. Fantastic, because now what do I get to do?
Yeah.
Play golf again. So, we're out yesterday at a Somerset County course here in New Jersey.
Which one?
Green Knoll.
Oh, I used to play Green Knoll back in the day with my dad.
Yeah. It's a great, great public courses in Somerset County.
Yes.
So we're on the par 3, 175-yarder. I don't need to tell you what happens, do I?
Come on. 100. How?
Hole in one, 175 yards with his 7-iron, maybe his 10th time on the golf course.
Amazing. And he made good contact and everything. It wasn't like a warm burner.
It was beautiful. It wasn't like he hit one and it flubbed and hit another one or hit one. It was right next to the pin, kicked off a berm behind the bunker, and we went at like 4:45. So this was maybe like 5:30. So we couldn't really see the ball. So we're like, Jay, either that's in the hole or rolled off the green, right? As we drive closer, we don't see the ball anywhere. So I'm like, Jay, stay in the cart. I got to get my phone out and record this just in case. So I get it out. We're walking up. I'm like, so Jay, going through it. He walks up to the hole, looks in, goes, oh, it's in the hole. I thought he was joking. We look in, the ball's in the hole. He got a hole in one.
Well, good for him.
Unbelievable.
Congratulations.
Exactly.
To him.
So here's a funny part too, and Jerry, you can really relate to this.
I go to hit my tee shot
after he goes, almost.
Oh God!
After he hits his tee shot, he goes to walk over the cart about 10 feet into the right of me. I hit mine, totally skull it, open up the face. I hit him in the wrist and the chest.
Oh no!
but it was such a bad shot. It didn't even go hard, so it didn't even leave a mark.
All right,
that's how bad I was.
Because that could be dangerous as hell, man.
Chris, that's the golf gods evening things out. That's what they do.
Gosh.
Can't be too happy for too long.
Yeah, that does happen. Man, God, good for him. I don't know about you, but there have been at least two or three occasions where I thought it was possible that I got a hole-in-one. And same type of thing. Like, you couldn't quite tell. I never had one. So the one was at Sawgrass with my dad and my brother on 17, and I hit the perfect shot. And the ball bounced and disappeared. And we all thought it was in, but we weren't 100% sure. And when we walked up, nothing. Couldn't find the ball. It bounced right near and over the flag, like right to the side of it.
Yeah.
And there's like a walking trail to get onto the green. And it went right down the walking trail, dead straight. And I wound up with a pitch shot. I thought I had a hole in one. I ended up with a 5. But I've never had a hole in one. Joe's got, I think, 5 of them now.
4 or 5,
Four
yeah.
or 5, right? He just had another one a few weeks ago. Some people
get
them.
Incredible.
Others don't. It's weird.
Yeah.
There's a guy who plays in our Sunday morning group at West Sayville. His name's Damien, and he got a hole in one this year during our Sunday morning, but it was a terrible shot. Like he hit like a line drive that hit the hill and just like rolled in on a par three. He got lucky. It was a bad shot. Like when he hit it, he wasn't happy about it.
Yeah, sure.
And like to me, like, I mean, I don't even know if I can be happy about it.
Well, you are and you're not. You want it to be a nice, majestic type of shot where you hit your target and it goes in.
Well, that's because you're like, my working hard and the skill that I have obtained to be able to do that made this happen. That's the proud moment of it.
Yes,
like I sculled this shot and it like bounced around like a ski ball and ended up in the hole. You don't want that.
Now what's different would be if you're chipping for three and a par four and you hit it too hard and it hits the flagstick and goes right in, you laugh, you love it, you move on.
That's right.
But the hole in one is different. You know who almost got one at Pebble was Rob.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I know.
I put mine. I thought I hit him pretty good. And the fact that it stopped right on the fringe and I was putting for two, I was really psyched. He gets up after me and then almost spun one back in.
That would have been incredible.
And I have it on tape. Pretty good.
Wow. Yeah, I watched it. I know.
Pretty
good. Yeah, I watched your YouTube video of us. I thought it was good. Although that one song that you chose went a little too long. It was like a circus song. It was like,
I'm still learning, man. I'm trying. I'm not good at it, but
the editing I thought was fine. It was just that one song I was like, ugh.
Well, see, what I'm trying to figure out, Rami always tells me I use the wrong program, but I do like the program I use. I'm trying to figure out how to match the music in a timely way and be able to fade it out at the right. I'm having trouble with things like that. So it's choppy, but
the way you sold it to me, I thought it was going to be horrible, but it's not.
It ain't great.
No, it's good.
It's all right.
Listen, it's not the Brian Brothers or Bob Does Sports or anything like that.
Nor are they hiring me here to do any digital.
Did you know that Internet Invitational is going on right now?
You told me
that
about
big
it.
Big Cedar Lodge, there. Yeah. I don't know when that's going to come out, but that's going to be must-watch. $1 million to the winner.
Yeah, I would think probably next week, right?
No, I think it's going to take longer than that.
You think longer?
I think I hope.
Is that the one Portnoy's involved in, right? That's this one.
Him and Robbie Berger got together and came up with this thing, made a new company.
Surprised they wouldn't have broadcast it live.
I know. It's tough, though. There's a lot of participants.
I know, but they got money and resources.
Yeah. I wish they would have. It would have been great, but I mean, it's a tough thing to pull off, man.
I suppose. And I guess you also want to protect the people playing in it for their content as well.
That is true.
Which could be another thing.
Yeah, let's go to Richard in Ontario. What's going on, Richard?
Gio, how you doing, brother?
Good. What's up, man?
Nothing much. I have a golf comment. Yeah. I think that maybe you could send a message to Keegan for us to select himself as captain so that he can put himself with Bryson. Because this way he can avoid having to pair other people with Bryson. And also, I think they'd make a good group. What do you think?
Interesting. I mean, why do you think that the other golfers would, at this point, American golfers would still be annoyed to get paired with Bryson?
Yeah, well, it's an awkward matchup, I think, for some guys with the live and the PGA thing, as well as, you know, he's a real bomber, too. So
yeah, I don't feel like that's a thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. I mean, I know that, like, Rory and Bryson don't like one another from the, you know, the Masters and some of the comments, but he's on the other team, so it doesn't really matter. And as far as, I don't know if you heard Rory, he was talking about Keegan picking himself and said that he doesn't think he can do it. Do both. He's like, I don't think he could do both.
Be captain and play?
Yeah, and Rory said they actually asked him to do it 2 years from now when it's up in Scotland, and he's to be a player captain, and he said no. I'm not doing it because there's so many other commitments. You got to focus on playing golf. And Keegan he might be right. I don't know that there's so many commitments. But he goes, I've got a lot of great assistant captains, mainly Jim Furyk. So it was almost, you know, he goes, listen, I'm number 10 right now. I'm not number 6. So we don't know. But it felt to me like Jim Furyk's going to end up taking over.
If he qualifies, he's playing.
Yeah. Well, if he qualifies as playing, he said that from the beginning, but...
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was always up in the air.
No. He said if I'm one of the top 6, I'm playing.
Okay.
But to pick himself, that's going to be... Oh, my... I can't even... He's probably tossing and turning every night thinking about this.
I suppose. I wouldn't pick myself either. I wouldn't. I think I would probably do the job I was selected for.
But he's number 10.
I understand.
And it's his home course.
I know.
I mean,
but what he's doing is also very important too to him, I think, which is why he thought it was so cool to be selected to be the captain.
Yeah.
And what kind of commitment? So we're talking off the course stuff,
I guess? Yeah. Like all the interviews and this and that and the dinners and the speeches. Right. And that's what Rory was saying.
Yeah, I get it.
So I don't know, man. On paper, though, the European team is stacked on paper, man. They really are.
No, they are coming into the Lions then, though.
Yeah, then they can't lose on Long Island. Mm. Come on!
I'm telling you, it's not like what the Ryder Cup will be. But the U.S. Open was pretty cool there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was as loud as any place on tour that I had ever seen.
And this is going to be, I mean, everybody asked us about it. You know, Scratch was asking us about it. I mean, I think it has potential to be one of the most disrespectful live sporting events we've seen.
It'll be gritty.
I mean, honestly, I think that you get, like, especially the young drinking golf fan, the social media aspect of wanting to go viral, the disdain for Rory that the Americans will have, even though some people like him, whatever, they're going to be all over him. Long Island just being pissed off that you have to take a shuttle bus from Jones Beach. I mean, it has
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of, I mean, who knows? You might see more green dildos out there on the first fairway than you see the WNBA game.
By the way, that's calmed down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
think they did a lot of searching, you know, and they were doing heavy fines and getting banned from arenas and people got.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Scared.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
That's your question, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do the calendar every year. Mm-hmm. A lot of the money goes to Boomer's Foundation.
Yeah.
So, a lot of the calendar is based on 2026, like, inspiration.
Yeah.
So in December, I wrote, you know, be better in 2026 and happy holidays. Nice picture of a tree. And she goes, this is wrong. I'm like, why? She goes, it should say in 2027 because it's December. I'm like, yeah, but the whole theme is 2026. Now I feel like I did it wrong. I actually see her point.
Yeah, no.
But I see mine too.
No, be better in 2026 needs to be in January of 2026.
Yeah.
Not December of 2026.
Why wait till the end of the year to be better?
Yeah.
Who's she? Well, your wife?
No. I'm said I can see her. Yeah, Kim. I can see her point. Mm. But the whole theme is the year of the calendar, though.
Maybe both in January and December.
Well, I already printed it.
Not much you can do about it now, then, can you?
But yeah. you agree with her then?
Yeah, I don't even see your point at all. I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm with you.
At the end, be better in 2026. It's like.
It's just a standalone month. I didn't mean I would do that in 2027 then.
Mm.
I screwed this up, didn't I?
Yeah.
I can see your faces.
Yeah.
I was looking for some help.
Nah, it's all right. Not going to BS you. You know, I got to keep it straight.
People are still going to buy it.
You here.
Yeah, but now I feel like a jackass.
No, it's fine. People are still going to buy it. They're still going to love it.
That's your error.
If it is one, I... Never even gave it a thought.
This is interesting, and I wish I would have, you know, I had it clipped, but we got just sidetracked with other stuff, so I didn't bring it in this hour. The Midday guys were talking yesterday about what Alonzo wrote on the ball, mm-hmm. You know, down goes Darryl with the exclamation point. And they got into a debate about whether an exclamation point is playful or more aggressive, and Sal had one of the strangest takes I'd ever heard.
I heard this.
You heard this, right?
I think I did too, leaving.
And it made no sense, and Rascona somehow agreed with him, which made no sense to me. They were saying the exclamation point of the, you know, like BT said, if I sent you a text that said, bleep you, and I put an exclamation point versus just a period, wouldn't the exclamation point come across as more aggressive? And Sal's point was, no, that's like it could be playful or jovial. He thought the period was more aggressive.
Well, those two words together are never good, but I would think with the exclamation point, it means more.
Right? See, that's the whole point of an exclamation point.
Yeah.
He agrees with Rascona.
No, I actually, I thought about this, like a real life scenario. And if I just got a plain F you from somebody,
yeah,
I would be like, uh-oh. But if I got a F you exclamation point, I would be like,
really?
LOL what? What happened? Yeah, I kind of agree. Yeah.
I see. That's fascinating.
That's just more like text culture, though.
I guess, yeah. I mean, the exclamation point was always for emphasis.
I know, but yeah.
I think the only way for me that would not be harsh would be if there's a ha 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 after it, or right. an LOL
yeah.
or something.
Or the laughing emoji or yes. something like that. Yeah, or
period,
wink face.
Point.
Yeah.
Question mark.
Question mark.
F you.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, Jerry. I'm sure the calendar will still be a big hit with everyone.
Yeah, I was looking for some support there. All right. Mm. Whatever.
You don't want to blow smoke up your, you know what?
No, I wasn't asking you to. Like I said, when she first said it, I'm like, no. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, she's got a point.
Yes. If you want them to be better in 2026, it's got to start early.
In January.
Not December. Don't be a procrastinator.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's certainly part of, yes. Yeah. All right, whatever.
It'd be like 2026 is almost over. You still got a chance to be better, you loser.
No.
What you should put on there.
I did not do that.
All right, CeeLo, what do you got?
Sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Just quickly.
Fuck you.
See, that's got an exclamation point. That's not a period.
I agree.
I'm sorry. Oh, man. Then again, that BT was in the camp of the exclamation point. So that makes sense. I mean, that's very
fair.
On brand for him. All right. Mets lost to the Braves 4-3. They stink. They lost the series 13 out of 15. They got the Mariners coming in. Sean Manaea, Luis Castillo tonight. 7:10 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. I've been talking up both Howie and Chris Majkowski on Twitter. Excellent follows. So I must have missed this. I don't know if you caught it in watching the highlights. Someone tweeted at Madge last night, and maybe this was just on their TV or their remote or something. I don't know why you tweet the radio guy, but he put SNY being broadcast in Spanish. I don't know what that was about. And Madge goes, sorry, my mother must have accidentally hit the SAP button, which I thought was kind of funny. Good line out of him. And then Howie I guess this was before the game, commenting on this video clip that made the rounds yesterday from the Little League World Series, which I spoke to you about when you got in this morning.
And how about that pitch? 82 miles an hour. That's 107 in pro baseball.
That's impressive right there. And he bears down with the top of the order here with Cano.
1-2. Fouled away on 82.
So 82 back-to-back pitches from an 11 or a 12-year-old from the
Chinese Taipei team.
So the equivalent of 107 miles an hour, he's throwing 82 from 46 feet away. And Howie said Tommy John before he's out of high school.
Yeah, he's probably right. I reposted that. He's so right.
Yeah, so.
Best Madge tweet ever. I've definitely brought this up before, but when are we ever going to talk about Madge tweets?
Remember, Other than right now?
Yeah. Remember Victor Zambrano came over in the Scott Kazmir trade years ago with the Mets, and Rick Peterson, the pitching coach, said, I'm going to fix him in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, a couple years later, Victor Zambrano's mother was kidnapped in Venezuela, and she's fine now, but Madge quote tweeted the story and said, Rick Peterson's going to find her in 10 minutes.
Did he really?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, boy.
And that he left that tweet up? That wasn't pulled down or deleted a short time later?
I think it was pulled down.
Wow.
Tell me that isn't hilarious.
That's awesome.
Well, knowing that she's fine now, I suppose.
But still, I mean, it's not like nothing. I mean, it's a good joke. It's a great joke.
Very edgy.
I wonder if he actually contemplated hitting post or not after he wrote it.
I mean, yeah, I don't remember the fallout about it. I just remember having so much respect for him because that is a great joke.
That is excellent.
Really funny.
Yeah. Yankees back from their off day. They're in St. Louis to visit the Cardinals. You got Luis Gil and Andre Pallante, the starters. Pregame 7:35 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. So we talked yesterday about the Brewers winning their 12th straight game. They'll put that on the line tonight against the Reds in Cincinnati. So you had that local restaurant promotion with the free burger for the entire city, right? Well, audio from a 911 call reveals one fan in particular, I guess, was a little impatient with the speed of the payout on that free burger.
27 at George Webb, 19555 West Blue Mountain Road. We called 911 because they won't give him his free burgers for the Brewers game today. He was advised the game wasn't over yet. Not sure if the subject's still standing by.
I was trying to get the burger before the game even ended.
So that's the restaurant that called.
Either the restaurant or, I don't know. You know what? You're right. Maybe it was the restaurant. But I heard it as the caller.
Them.
I heard it as if the caller called in to say, like, hey, they're not giving me the burger here.
I really hope that it wasn't the person looking for the burger that called 911.
I should have. It very well could have been.
Listening to that, it sounds like he must have been making a scene.
Either way, it's kind of funny.
My God.
So, you know, God forbid you wait till the final out's recorded just in case. Give me the burger.
Well,
now.
The game's not over.
That's what I mean. God forbid he waits till the final out's recorded. All right. So we were having fun with the old clips from yesteryear, last hour. And I mentioned the one with that's today's daily news and you weren't sure. Caller with Richard Neer talking Mets, lengthy setup. And eventually built towards his dismount.
They're not moving too fast for me. I want to see them get rid of some of these big, high money players. I read in today's Daily News. Now, this is today's Daily News that where everyone's concerned about Mike Piazza coming back from the injury, he's not even nowhere near ready to come back, Richard. And in fact, in today's article in the Daily News, projected him not even returning as a catcher to the Mets, that he was going to try Gay Porn instead. Gay Porn!
Okay.
I remember that.
All right. So just the daily news part is fun. Now, same prank.
What he sings.
Same prank. Different newspaper. Different host. This one a little bit more receptive and playful about it. You'll know the voice.
Richie in New Jersey is next to WFAN.
Hey, how's it going, Adam? You love your show.
I appreciate that, Rich.
Listen, I want to talk about the fact that Jose Reyes has been out so long. It's very upsetting. And I read this article in the Staten Island paper talking about him losing his desire to play. And that the fact that remains that he might try gay porn instead. Gay porn!
Giant.
That guy hasn't been around in a while. That's impressive. That's really good stuff. Wow. That's been a long time. Good work. That's borderline legendary right there. Somewhere Lou Zambrano is smiling.
It's an honor to have the gay porn guy call my show.
Oh, man.
Gay porn.
I didn't get around to bringing it up yesterday when you guys late in the show mentioned the Musburger thing. With and Shine is going to be doing the in-game updates.
Oh, is he really good for this year? Well, he's done that. I think he's done that. Year all season?
Yeah. He's apparently he's going to be the guy. So
that's great.
That'll be fun. Jared, you brought up the Steve Cohen thing with Mike and the Mad Dog. We'll hit that for you real quick.
I just think one of the funniest things ever.
In-game report during a Mink update and throughout the course of a Mike and the Mad Dog show.
WFAN 2020 Sports.
Okay, Chris, let's get the update on the Yankees and Devil Rays. Back out to Yankee Stadium and WFAN, Steve Cohen.
Bottom two, we're all tied up at one here at the stadium. Mink Giambi tied up the ball game at one with his 18th home run in the bottom of the first. The Devil Rays, three hits in the first inning, netted one run. We're all tied up at one. So far, Jeff Weaver has given up four hits. He's been saved by
two
double plays. What?
Are you drunk?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
It sounds like you're slurring your words.
Oh, I'm fine.
So, Mike jumps in, and then Dog gets involved, and Mike as well, and they actually had him started over.
Hey, Dog, how you doing?
Can we put a little life into this update?
I know this is not Jet Camp, but the third-string offensive guard, a little zip.
This is the New York Yankees.
All right, Mike, you ready? I'm going to pick it up, okay?
Pick it up. Let's go.
We're all tied at one here at the stadium. The Yankees, the first of two to be played here.
All right, you get the drift two other quick ones. This is what happens. You go down the rabbit hole. I just stumbled upon this one. I don't think I've ever heard this one before with Moose. Had to be an overnight caller. It's kind of funny.
Up next on the Fan. Good morning, Chris.
Mark, how you doing?
Good, Chris. What's on your mind, man?
Car stop now. I'm a police officer, so I'll keep it quick.
Absolutely. What's on your
mind? Get in your car. What'd I tell you? Get in the car.
Okay. Wow. There we go.
That's tremendous. And then another guy who used to host overnight from time to time, some 20 years ago, the gentleman sitting to my left, Mr. Jerry Recco, and some interesting callers along the way. And Jerry, from time to time, would have to hold it together live on the radio.
I think when it comes down to it,
the Yankees
the Royals.
The Royals are a playoff team.
Well, they all have in what world? They're penises.
718-937-6666. Wait for it. We continue on the phones and say hi to myself, really. Myself.
That was you, knowing that the dumb button had to.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's
many
in my world, penises.
I do not remember that at all.
20 years ago in the middle of the night,
But I do remember certain calls that we had to dump. The guy talking about eating his own stuff.
Yep, I almost played that one.
That one was okay. And then there was the guy when I did the draft, he told me I suck at football. I remember that. That call I do not remember at all.
Good times.
You know what's interesting is you go back and you listen to a lot of these old clips and people's voices are totally different. Yours sounded the same.
Yeah. Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to great many to get my hair to look the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's good.
Oh, not bad. Lots of fun. So, there you go. It's just a small example of how we've got a treasure trove of stuff we could have some fun with.
I'm going to use that in my next argument. If someone goes, in what world? I was like, penises.
At least you caught yourself. Don't let me say hi to myself. Others have made the mistake of going right to that next call.
Ray Martell might have been like, hold it. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember the call.
Wildebeest.
Yeah, that's the one.
And hey, Mark, got a question for you.
Yep.
If we do the top 10, that's got to be one of the episodes.
Man.
You know who's in the newsroom doing updates during that phone call? And you can actually, if you listen...
Is it Burkhart?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you like normalize the silence in the back, you could hear him go, oh! It's unbelievable.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
I was doing games with Tom Brady. Calling Super Bowls with Tom Brady.
That is wild. All right, that'll bring us to moment of the day because really the clips is where we all started with this, which was last hour, and bringing up the fact that Francesa went out of his way to tweet out a happy birthday to Jay Horowitz. And, of course, that included a little bit of an error on Mike's part.
Happy birthday to the amazing Jay Horowitz, spelled wrong. Simply the best.
Really?
Many, many more.
Oh, my God. He misspelled his name?
Nobody cares how he spells his name. Everybody knows what I meant, okay? It's not like I said his last name was Rosh Hashanah, like that guy on ESPN, okay? I said Horowitz. A lot of people say Horowitz. Okay, I had an extra O. Get over it. You losers. Do something else. Help an old lady cross the street. Whatever it is. Get off my back.
Oh, 80 boy. Years old for Jay.
Wow.
Can you see the replies in there? Like, did anybody correct him? I'm just curious.
Well, sure.
Because I would honestly, I wouldn't know how to spell Jay's last name.
So it's, I mean, social media, I'm sure somebody was all
I
over
mean, I
that.
Would look it up before I put it out there. You know,
no correction yet. The first, really? The third wow. comment is signed Jason Giambi. Time to start up the snowblower.
Unbelievable. Like, how would you explain... Like the Jason Giambi snowblower, like Brandon Inge, to someone who had no idea about what we do.
I don't know.
Like, let's say we just ran into somebody.
Albuquerque.
Yeah,
like, that's yes.
I know him as Alberto Jose Albuquerque. I see. You know, the joke would be if you got the joke right, but you can't because you're an idiot. Okay, would be his first name would be Al, his last name would be Albuquerque. Okay, Al Albuquerque. That's the joke. It's not Al Albuquerque, so get it right. Oh, it's really his name. Oh. Well, I know him as Alberto Jose Miguel Jimenez Albuquerque.
Miguel Jimenez. There you go, guys. Moment of the day. We got a little off track, but, you know.
Oh, we had to. Yeah. Save
it's
this.
Too depressing otherwise.
Yes,
so.
To save this feel-good summer Friday.
Yes, thank you for doing that, because I started very cranky this morning with Fliegelman at 5:02 or whatever it was.
Yeah, because you knew that you'd have to go home and come back in here to watch a
not
crap
even that.
Baseball
just,
team.
I'm like, you know, where's the positive vibes here on a summer Friday? But you know what? We found it.
We found
it. It's all good.
We certainly did. All right, CeeLo, we'll see you Monday.
Yes, sir.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintained in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. There was a call up there I wanted to get to earlier, but didn't. Where in the guy dropped off in the topic section, it said, "Would you take the Minnesota Vikings quarterback room over the Giants quarterback room?" And that's an interesting one because I don't like J.J. McCarthy. And, you know, basically, I think Sam Howell is the main backup right now. Probably going to win that job. You got Brett Rippon there as well. So it sounds terrible. But they play in a dome. You got Justin Jefferson. You got Jordan Addison is going to be suspended. T.J. Hockenson, an offensive line that was rebuilt. And Aaron Jones and every quarterback that has worked with Kevin O'Connell has been really, really good. But as far as on paper, quarterback room, yeah, you'd have to take the Giants over what the Vikings have because it's totally unproven with J.J. McCarthy. Well,
I think you could take the Giants quarterback room over a lot of teams because you've got two starters, essentially, two guys that could start for a lot of teams, and then you've got the high draft pick, but that means nothing. Like, what are they going to do this year? And that's the same thing with, to me, McCarthy. If McCarthy goes out there and looks like a veteran quarterback, maybe not week one, but by week two after sitting out and rehabbing all of last year and learning and watching, that it doesn't matter what the room looks like. It's what is the play on the field? Because in the Giants quarterback room, I see a Super Bowl champion, a guy who's also been to another Super Bowl. I see a guy who was drafted, Winston was one, wasn't he?
Yeah, two? Number one overall.
So, like, the room is not even close to a lot of other people's quarterback room.
I guess the room and the situation are two different things.
Absolutely. And the play on the field. Like, Russell Wilson, while a Super Bowl champion, you could make the case, wasn't great in Pittsburgh last year, and maybe he has completely turned the corner, and that's what he's going to be, a very average at best quarterback, in which case, there's not much there. Don't know.
NFL Talk of the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Excited for Jets and Giants on Saturday, Jared?
No, I'm actually not. I do not get too into preseason football. I will tell you, though, I think you got the Mariners play the Mets, right? Isn't that the Little League game?
Yeah, well, that's Sunday, yeah.
Right, so that's kind of cool. And ESPN did a very neat thing where they've got all the players from these two teams that played in the Little League World Series.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, you got Alonso played in it, J.P. Crawford, Edwin Diaz, George Kirby, Francisco Lindor, Jeff McNeil, Cal Raleigh.
Wait, they all played in the Little League World Series, or this is just their Little League photos?
I thought it was they played in the Little League World Series.
I mean, I don't think Edwin Diaz played in the Little League World Series.
Let's see here. Maybe it's just as... Why'd they only pick out seven of them then? Okay. I thought they were all in the tournament Little League World Series. Maybe not. I mean, they are major leaguers. It would make sense that they did, but... maybe it's just their Little League photos then. All right, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, okay.
But either way, there they are.
It is pretty neat, though. Yeah.
There's Kodai Senga, who definitely did not.
Good point.
Pitch in. Did he? What did it say underneath?
Well, he played Little League baseball in Japan. All right, so maybe not in the Little League World Series. I got that wrong. Whatever.
Just like be better in 2026.
Shut up, G. Still kind of cool, though, you know, for these guys. That would be a neat thing to be at if your kid was involved in this. To see them play there, very cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Very cool.
I don't think it gets much better than that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.